Okay, we're here today to talk about How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. I am Pierce Luck. This is Tatiana Broadwater and Leah Petty. First, today, we'll be talking about some quotes that we found interesting in the book. The first one is, "There are three kinds of lies, lies, damned lies, and statistics" by Disraeli. Okay, the second quote we're going to talk about is, "Round numbers are always false." And the third one will be,
"It ain't so much the things we don't know that get us in trouble, it's the things we do. The things we know that ain't so."
So we can start off with that one. So it ain't so much the things we know that get us in trouble. So this really falls into statistics because they always try to make things seem like they're better. They always try to make things appeal to you with the numbers. No one's going to show you a bad statistic if they want you to do the certain thing. So I think that's a great one, especially for a book like this.
Oh yeah, following in chapter one, they start to talk about Yale's men, and that if you went to Yale, that you were going to gain a certain profit, and the profit was really specific. Only because they were talking about a specific type of Yale person, like they were talking about the best of the best, to make it seem that if you went to Yale, you would gain the most money, you would have the best profit. So that falls into like sample selection. So they want you to. So I'm gonna like for sample selection, it's like I'm picking.
It's fine.
Okay. I forgot how sample selection works.
It's so, again, like you said, they choose the best of the best, and apparently sometimes it's supposed to be a random choice. Mm-hmm. Like, we grab how many random people, but no, they know exactly who they're choosing, and they know what they're capable of, which a lot of colleges do now. Like, if you get this degree, you're guaranteed to make this amount of money, which isn't true at all.
Yeah, following that, following with colleges, like they'll give you the best statistic possible, so they'll show like the graduation rate to the kid. They'll show the best of the best graduation rate, saying like 90-something% of people graduate from Yale, and that's not true. Just so like they can bring in kids to come. Okay.
Chapter two, they started off with talking about the average chosen person in the neighborhood. And the first number he said was they made 15,000, and then he went to 3,500, and then a different number. And then he went on, he's like, "I did lie, but I didn't lie, and I lied last year, but I didn't lie this year." So that was like the first one about how round numbers don't make sense or whatever.
But yeah, also in chapter two, they talked a lot about what mean actually means. Like, because as we know, as we learn statistics, that there are three definitions of mean, which can be like the mean as in the average amount of numbers, the mean as in
the median,
so the middle of our data set, or the mean as in the mode of what the mean as in the mode of what appears most. So it's kind of interesting because businesses might use this strategy, they do use this strategy a lot and trying to like persuade the consumers and buyers. So for instance, of a statistic isn't like, if their business isn't doing well, but they had a lot of good sales in like December or whatever, like they'll show only the statistics from the December month, just so they can say, "Oh, this is what we're doing, this is a great business, come with us." It's all about the marketing scheme, the marketing plan.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to tie into that on page 33, there's a cartoon about this,
mm-hmm.
and you see that the mode is now the average worker, like, and you see that there's something pointing to the average of a man that makes $5,700. So that's what companies are showing you, like, oh, on average, this is supposed to be the average man, but we know mode is actually the average.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most amount of people. This appeals to, the mode is supposed to be the average person. Their average person isn't making $5,700. They're making $2,000.
Yeah, $2,200, and the salary of the owners are $26,000. So it's like a really big difference. But you don't know that if you look at the, like, facts on the page 33.
Yeah, okay, so following into chapter 3, it kind of falls into that a little bit more. An example from the book, they were talking about how consumers and marketing consumers and buyers, they would use the strategy a lot, and how they did a test. And an example from the book was when they did like a test, and the man flipped heads, will flip the coin 10 times, and 8 times were heads. So they tried to like use that as like their statistic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they only showed the first 10 flips. They didn't show if they were to like flip more times that it would actually be like average 50%. They just showed that 80% statistic.
And we know from just having the class so many times that the bigger the trials are, the smaller the number is going to be. Like, of course, if you only do 10 trials, 80% is the number you're going to come up with. But if you try doing 100 or 1,000, and the number gets smaller and smaller. And I think that goes with, like, workers and buyers and consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as the number of people that work is going to get bigger.
Yeah, like, even the first sentence when he was talking about the cavities, there was only 23% fewer. And he's just talking about inadequate sampling, and he was, like, lying about, like, how good the product is. The first quote, there are three kinds of lies, damn lies and statistics, goes to all three chapters, how chapter 1 was about selection, chapter 2 was about how average has 3 different meanings, and then chapter 3 was about inadequate sampling.
Yeah, following the back up on chapter 1, on the selection of the interviewer, like, the interviewer will, like, he knows what type of answer he wants, he knows what type of numbers he wants to get from it, so he'll choose his sample size, his selection process, so he'll choose the type of people that he knows will give him those answers, those numbers.
It's the same thing with when you pick who the average man is, when you count out the mean. I feel like big companies such as like Walmart and things like that start to do that when they say like, oh, now the average worker makes this much. And now like their CEO is giving up, I don't know how much they say he's giving up, like $1 million. But what is the mean? Do you have only 1 million workers that are going to be making more money? No, you have millions of workers. So does it really matter that he cut his pay by $1 million? Does it really add into the mean, the people that fall into the mean? Or does it fall into people that fall into the average?
The whole time.
So now that we know about these, like, damn lies and statistics lies, we're very excited to read, like, the next chapter. So chapter 4, Much Ado About Practically Nothing. And especially chapter 5, where they talk about the G-Wiz graphs. We're very excited to see, like, how, like, people lie on graphs, because we find that very hard to do. So we're excited to see where these lies go. How far